Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Developments in Bakhmut, Ukraine, are giving both Ukraine and Russia reasons to claim momentum has shifted in their favor. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
Ukrainian forces say that they're continuing to advance on the northern and southern flanks of the city of Bakhmut in an attempt to encircle and trap the Russian troops inside, just days after Moscow claimed to have finally captured it through 8 months of grinding warfare. Meanwhile, in another mocking public statement against Russia's regular military establishment, the Wagner Group's head, Yevgeny Prigozhin, has repeated his vow to pull his mercenaries out of the city starting on May 25th, handing over control to government forces.
And regarding the debt limit, the U.S. President Joe Biden and the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, to meet on the debt ceiling once again to try to get some type of momentum. We get information from correspondent Rick.
Under a default, the government would continue running, but it would only be able to pay the amount of money that it has coming into the Treasury. It would be very difficult to prioritize who would be getting that money. Social Security benefits, veterans payments, bond payments would all be subject possibly to not occurring.
And President Joe Biden has and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy say that they and their lead negotiators have had a productive meeting at the White House on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. Yet there was no agreement Monday as Washington races to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit in time to avert a devastating federal default. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden's decision to allow allies to train Ukrainian forces on how to operate F-16 fighter jets and eventually to provide the aircraft themselves seemed like an abrupt change in position, but was in fact one that came after months of internal debate and quiet talks with families. Biden announced during last week's Group of Seven summit in Japan that the U.S. would join the F-16 coalition, but over the past 3 months, administration officials shifted toward the view that it was time to provide Ukraine and the pilots with the training and aircraft needed for the country's long-term security needs. This is according to two officials familiar with the deliberations. A colleague of former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has been freed from detention. Details from AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Pakistani court has ordered the release of Shireen Mazari, who served as rights minister under Khan during his 2018 to 2022 term in office. Mazari was arrested last week in the capital, Islamabad, on charges of inciting people to violence. Now the authorities have ordered her release following a petition by her daughter. However, the family says that despite the court order, Mazari has still not been let go. The government's pressing ahead with plans to prosecute thousands of Khan's followers implicated in recent anti-government violence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis has sent one of his top sex crimes investigators to Bolivia at a time when the Andean nation is being shaken by an escalating pedophilia scandal involving priests. Monsignor, a leading member of the church's doctrine of the faith, arrived in Bolivia on the same day as the former Jesuit seminarian also landed in the country, vowing to reveal more information about alleged cases of abuse. Columnist E. Jean Carroll is seeking additional defamation charges and damages from former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Jean Carroll won a $5 million sexual abuse and defamation award against former President Donald Trump. Now she's seeking at least $10 million more in a new court filing that seeks to hold him liable for remarks he made after the verdict. An amended lawsuit seeking the $10 million in compensatory damages plus more in punitive damages was filed in Manhattan by lawyers for Carroll. They say remarks by Trump in response to her rape allegations so spoiled her reputation that she lost her longtime job as an Elle magazine advice columnist. They said in the rewritten lawsuit that Trump doubled down on derogatory remarks about Carroll at a cable television appearance a day after the verdict. I'm Norman Hall.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.